Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hi, guys.
Check this out.
I'm ready. I'll check out anything you've got to show me.
Hold on.
I'm holding.
See who this is?
Yeah.
I'm holding up my iPad.
I can barely see it. I'm going to say that's, is that young Billy Armstrong?
No, that is
Billy Joe.
It's Billy Joe right now, last night, with
let me say it again.
Billie Eilish. He was at the show last night.
Oh, wow.
And so he's posting.
He actually looks like a little kid.
I know, he looks good. But he's posting from her show last night, so he was there, and she's clearly into it, which I imagine she probably loves the guy. So there he is at,
sure, right.
at her show backstage with her.
I'm just hanging out.
But she,
God,
she
he looks amazing.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
The rock star lifestyle. It's well, just really I think that done him well.
I don't know, but remember he got himself clean.
People do that.
I don't know. Remember what was the breakdown? It was like at the iHeart Awards.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember exactly.
But since then, I think he's been taking very good care of himself.
Well,
and you can see it.
He should do.
He looks great.
No, he looks amazing.
But there he is at the Billie Eilish show.
It's amazing how, you know, a series of good night's sleep and not abusing your body, just suddenly you're not puffy and you're just looking so healthy and clean. I swear to God, I was like, oh, is that like an old picture? I actually thought for a second that was a picture of him and his sister Anna, like when they were kids.
Mm.
Nope. Of course, my eyes are going.
Yeah.
I can't see a damn thing.
I thought it was neat.
I
saw it this morning and thought, I have to believe she was pretty thrilled.
Well, let's hope knows who Billy Joe is and has some appreciation for Green Day.
I think she posted on there something like she's tripping. Oh, there it is. She wrote speechless.
Oh, good.
So she got it.
I would be too. I wouldn't even want to meet him.
You wouldn't?
Turn into a puddle.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Singing his songs at him. I'm sure he'd love that.
Anyway, so it looks like that happened in the nighttime world last night. While we were sleeping,
yeah. Last night, after dinner. Oh, were you about to jump
ahead
into something? You're alone at home, right?
I was at a meeting last night.
Oh, an HOA.
Yeah.
Tell me,
what is
happening with the fence?
You were about to say.
It has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do.
Right.
I was just saying, my night last night was totally different than that. What was your, tell me.
I was in a 2-hour meeting last night from 6 to 8 and was, I didn't get to bed till later than I wanted. That's all.
Did you grind afterward?
No, it actually.
Did it get resolved?
It got resolved and.
Are you proceeding as planned?
Yes, and it was one of those things where, look, from the beginning, way back in February,
when the fence started falling down,
I asked all the right questions and got no answers, and so I moved forward like you do because my fence is on the ground.
Right. You're propping that thing up.
I'm trying to get this stuff
done.
You
removed the tree they want to remove.
I'm trying to be a good neighbor.
You're the best neighbor.
So, in the end, everyone recognized I was able to show. Like, look, see, here's the date. Here's what I asked. Here's you not telling me the answer. That's how we got here.
Yeah.
That's how I ended up with a fence that isn't necessarily meeting some specs that you've suddenly found.
Right. It's too nice, I think, was the problem.
Well, in
that's
going to
make the rest of our fences look cruddy.
There were lots of... Well, and look, if they'd done that in a timely manner, we wouldn't have found ourselves like...
I'm sure you'd have loved to have paid less for the fence.
Sure. But, you know, once I'm in contract...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even need to sign papers. I talked to the dude and hired him. We're a go.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm not down with backing out.
No.
From here. Anyway.
He put you in his schedule.
Right.
You're his work
right.
for the next week.
So anyway, we've got it straightened out, and everyone left kind of feeling like, all right, you know, we handled this. Good for us for being grown-ups.
How many people were at this thing?
That's the funny thing is she papered the whole neighborhood saying, y'all got to be here to discuss what we're going to do and how we're going to do it.
About Mr. Hassan's fence.
No, it's about everybody's.
Oh.
Because this was the first one to fall down, but everybody's going to be right behind me.
Well, sure. They built those fences around the same time, I'm sure.
Right. So I'm the first one in the neighborhood that's going through this, but everyone will follow.
Mm.
Now, one person showed.
Not one.
Oh, so, I take that back. Christina, my person.
Yes.
Specifically asked two neighbors to please go support him. And they showed up. And it turns out they're the only two neighbors that showed up.
Oh, my God.
So,
and they were in support of you.
They were in support of me.
So the only neighbors who bothered to show were in support of you.
Were the ones that were asked directly. They were. So anyway, there was a point where they're like, can we? And I'm like, yeah, you guys can go.
Can I go too? Can you just carry me out of here? Let them decide.
So they're like, all right, yeah. See you later.
So how many other people were at this thing?
Just the HOA. It was like four people and me.
And you were like,
Five people and me.
Come on.
No, we dealt with it.
You're moving ahead. The fence is happening. All
I made a couple concessions.
The
they made some concessions.
What did you concede?
Just a couple things. They wanted to make sure the height met the city requirement. Specific. Right. Like, we've done the math here. We think it's going to come 3 inches over. Because you think that someone in the night from Scotts Valley board is going to be out with the tape measure?
They will.
So that's fixed.
All right. So you're guaranteeing it's only a 6-foot fence or whatever. Yeah. Ooh. Boy, the neighborhood is saved, Vim. You can feel good about that, I suppose.
Anyway, everyone was good. In the end, everyone walked out of there, I think, feeling like, all right, tragedy averted.
Great.
I got home and debriefed the missus who wasn't there. And
right.
And then I was like, whew.
When is the missus and the kids coming
fun.
Home?
Sunday.
And have you been able to like surf and, you know, do some things, have some you time?
But the first thing I did was clean the like full house spring cleaning, which is embarrassing because, yeah, I should have just surfed every day. But
that's not embarrassing at all. You have a home to take care of.
No way to get that done when the 5-year-old's around.
Right. No. Well, she just follows behind you, wreaking her. You follow behind her, cleaning up the trail of havoc she's left.
So I was able to get all that done. And yes, I've surfed a couple times. And yes, I've ridden my bicycle.
What about playing guitar? Got
I've
a guitar
played some
song
guitar.
For me?
I guess.
You said that you were working on something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I
didn't practice it any yesterday, but yes, I'm working. I'll show you what I'm working on.
I would love to hear what you're working
on.
But
I don't have it yet.
No, that's fine. Just.
This is exciting.
I know, it's very exciting.
And I actually...
Do you need assistance?
You know what's trippy?
Set him up on the electric.
Yeah, maybe come and set him up. Just see if he's... Oh, he's going acoustic. Never mind.
I don't even have a pick, I don't think.
Yeah, I have picks everywhere.
Okay.
Oops.
So the song is by The Cars. You know them?
Yeah, yes. What's the song? Is it Bye Bye Love?
Yeah. So...
I can feel this way much longer, expecting to survive that. Let's hear it.
You know it.
Yeah, let me pull up the words, though. The words are freaky. I'm ready. Oh, this is not the song I'm looking for. All right,
so
one, two, three, four.
We shouldn't do it now because we can get this right. We can. It's a fun song too. It really is.
Bye bye love. Bye bye love.
They're way better than I ever even thought.
The Cars are awesome.
But the trippy part about this song in particular is there's two guitar players in the band.
Bye love.
There must be 6 different guitars on this one song.
Bye love. Bye. Bye love. Oh, Vinny, you're amazing. Bye. Bye love. Substitution, mass confusion.
You know it.
Yeah, of course I know it. Turn it up. I don't know the words. when their eyes was banana blue, they shocked me into sense. You think you're so industrious, you call yourself intense. This is my favorite part. Yeah, it's an orangey sky, always with some other guy.
Oh, I missed my part.
It's just a broken lullaby. Oh, figure it out. Bye, bye, love. You can do the harmony on that with me. Bye, bye, love.
I don't think you want that.
Bye, bye, love. Bye, bye, love.
Pretty fun, right?
Yes, awesome.
So I have it. I mostly have it. I just, first of all, we should do it electric, and we should get the right sound of the guitar.
Yeah.
And then I just got to.
We're working that out. I am excited.
That's fun.
God,
right?
I love singing. So fun.
They're so fun. I'm really surprised. What I'm most surprised by is you just don't realize.
Right. There's a lot to those.
The
layering.
You'd think the band would be like. Okay, enough already. We don't need six guitars. There's not six of us.
It doesn't matter.
There's all these different harmonies on that one little guitar part where you go, what the hell are you guys doing?
It's crazy.
You're just the Cars.
And their keyboard player is absolutely the signature. Like, he's so, I don't even know the dude's name. But there's so many, like, pieces of Cars songs that are so iconic. And they're like, you're like, oh, that's the keyboard player just doing this crazy little melody.
Right. Well, the first break in that song is a keyboard solo. Mm. Anyway, so I did play a little guitar. I've had my fun, but I also surprisingly missed my kids.
Not surprising.
No, it's I was definitely
it's
like
not surprising.
This will be incredible.
2 whole weeks though.
Yeah, it's been long.
And now you won't have to be on the phone with her. They're showing you her cuts and anything to keep you on the phone.
Yeah. I prefer to just hang out.
Yeah.
But that turns out...
A little physical contact.
I'm that way in general. Mm. Like, I could never be in a long-distance relationship. Mm. I just couldn't. I can't sit here.
Well, these days, though, there's so many visuals.
Sure.
You might like it.
I don't think I would. You need to be near your person. You need to lay hands on people.
Right. Physical contact. I'm telling you.
What is this?
Yeah. John finally got home yesterday.
Oh.
He drove out. He went and saw, a bunch of family and...
In L.A.
And my kid is actually back in Irvine now. He flew to Austin for orientation. Now he's back. So,
how do you like Austin?
He didn't get to see much of it. They had a pretty packed orientation thing. So it wasn't like they had a ton of nightlife. Plus, he's underage. It's not like he can go to bars or, go see bands
and
stuff.
Well, he could.
I guess if he had a fake ID.
You think that kid doesn't have a fake ID?
Maybe he does. Maybe he has a whole secret life I don't know about, but I feel like
he
that's
probably
a kid I'm pretty
doesn't.
Close with. And I know. He's kind of a nerd, Like, on Friday nights, I know for a fact he goes to a Dungeons & Dragons thing, so.
Oh, my God. Friday nights.
Honestly.
Can't they do it on a Wednesday?
They do it on Friday. They wait all week for it.
I know.
They love it.
That's just, he's gonna.
One of them volunteers to make the food, and it's just so fun.
Maybe he'll never look back and think, how was I not out doing crazy stuff in my college years?
He does that, to him, that is crazy. He's so excited about everything he's doing. It's great.
He loves it.
Some John showed up yesterday, and it's just, it's nice to have your person back. Like, you feel like you jump back into your routine. So last night, John
makes... Wait, hold on. Last night was Wednesday.
Wednesday night.
Doesn't he take the boy to class on Wednesday?
College is done. So, and school's out next week.
Oh, shoot.
Right. So we actually got to hang out together. And and Sean had the thing in the middle of the day yesterday. So his whole day was screwed anyways. But so last night, John made... I can always tell when he's been out and just having to eat out all the time. Because all he wants to do is eat clean. Like last night we had brown rice, black beans, a little bit of cheese, and sliced avocado. That was dinner. We call them kindness bowls because there's this place near our house that makes something just like that. And John's stolen the name. We've appropriated the name. So we had kindness bowls for dinner. And then we sat down. I'm like, are we watching any shows? He goes, no, I don't think we are. There's no shows going on. So we sat down. We turn on the TV, and the movie Signs had just started. I'm like, I haven't seen this in 10 years.
Mel Gibson?
Yeah.
Wow.
Joaquin Phoenix. And who's in that? It's probably 20 years old, this movie. Abigail Breslin.
I don't.
And she's 4 years old.
I don't.
She's the chick from Little Miss Sunshine. Oh, she's okay. The little sister on Zombieland. You totally know her.
Have you seen an ad for the new zombie movie?
Yes.
Oh, you...
Yeah. I can't think of the They Walk the Dead. They walk...
It's Bill Murray and Adam Driver.
Right.
I saw the ad on my Instagram this morning.
I'm so excited.
Where'd you see the ad?
On the internet somewhere. Oh. Watch the trailer for it.
All right.
That's so that's coming. It's God. What is the name of that place? I mean, the movie. But anyway,
Dead Don't Die.
The Dead Don't Die. That's what it is. So it's exciting. But it seems Zombieland-esque. Actually, are you guys watching the trailer right now?
No, we're just looking at the IMDb and the cast list and stuff like that.
You should watch Zombieland, though. It's so
I've
funny.
Seen it.
Oh, you've seen it with Bill Murray is in that as well.
Yeah,
He plays the best part.
I'm a Bill Murray
Bill
guy.
Murray. I know you are.
I really am.
That's why I would recommend that to you highly.
And that crew that came out of that whole SNL sort of era, they're the biggest stars. Mm. I mean, I know they've all. Some have fallen on different times. Chevy Chase, I don't know what happened to him. Dan Aykroyd, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Dan Aykroyd. You see his name from time to time. Wasn't he in the news like last week or something?
Yeah.
Can't remember what he was talking about, though.
Eddie Murphy. Ass.
Oh, he was talking about aliens.
Oh, right.
Right. Eddie Murphy's done very well for
himself.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. A lot of people, you know, make it big after SNL. Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler. Oh my God, Kristen Wiig is shooting him. Oh, there's, you know how they just, they're trying to pass, or they did pass, and it hasn't taken effect yet, this huge abortion bill in Georgia. And so many productions shoot there. And they're all, like, Amazon's like, we will no longer be shooting in Georgia. Everything's moved. Netflix is like, we won't be as soon as the bill takes effect. Now Disney's saying, I don't see how we can. There's just going to be too many people who are not willing to go to Georgia to shoot. So, I don't know if that kind of pressure. Like, 90,000 people in Georgia work in the film industry.
Way to put your weight behind your...
Right. Behind your politics.
Your convictions.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so anyway. I've been tripping out on that quite a bit.
Yeah, I know. We try to be the place where you can go to not talk about politics things.
But that one in particular, there's a few in particular... topics that just become opinion pieces,
yes.
And they're highly passionate and
very volatile. You can't change anybody's mind.
Our
about
show
them.
Isn't going to do any good.
Nope.
Tossing that one around.
Well, the thing that we can really do is alienate the people who disagree, and I don't feel like that's our job. My job is to get people to work in a better mood than they left the house.
Sure.
I really feel
agreed.
That. So we try to avoid it as much as we can.
Oh. When is Father's Day?
The second Sunday of June.
Oh, tons of time. Okay.
Yeah.
I just saw an article and was like, uh-oh.
Oh, boy. Maybe it's the first Sunday this year. I don't know how far away because the second... actually, so it's not this weekend, but next weekend.
Yes. Well, all I know, really, after I got my meeting done and walked out of there last night, I was like, the weight... It felt like the weight of the world was off me.
Well, the weight of that fence, anyway.
Well, and it was a heavy fence. I mean, I'd lost some sleep over that crap.
Right.
Like, it was one of those things where I'd woken up to go whiz in the middle of the night. And for some reason, there's only one possible thing my brain could focus on in the whole world.
Yeah.
You know that feeling where you go...
Like, why do I have to think about this?
Is there only a fence in this world?
Mm. Sometimes there is only a fence.
I can't think about puffy clouds or bunnies.
No, because there's fences under those.
There it is.
Bunnies
so.
Dig under those.
Wah! God! So, yeah. Anyway, to distraction. Today, the Warriors play.
Yes.
Like, that's... Everything's now gone. Is off my plate.
Yep.
And all I know is...
Tonight, you can just watch
tonight,
the game
I've
without
got,
thinking about the fence.
Right, I'm going to make myself some food. Sit down and watch and cheer on our team, and hopefully we snatch one
That'd
in
be
Toronto.
Nice. Be a good place to start. Warriors.
Exactly right.
All right, let's do this thing. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Good morning. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.